This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time once again for a great mate debate.
We'll get inside and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have Kelsey, we have Austin, and what's happening with them?
They are having a disagreement over Halloween and costumes.
Oh, no.
And
oh boy,
and such.
Is it that time already?
Yeah, it's spooky season, baby. Let's go.
All right, Kelsey won the toss, so she gets to go first. Kelsey?
Yay.
What's happening?
Okay, so I think it would be a good idea to have a family costume this year.
She wins. I'm on her side.
Okay, we got to hear both sides.
No, this is not out.
Okay. Oh my God, Aaron. Describe your family. Is it you and your husband or children as well? Or what do we got? Dogs?
Children as well.
Okay. So you're wanting to do
a 7-year-old son,
a full family,
and a 5-year-old daughter.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed the son. How old is the son?
He's 7.
7. Okay. And do you have ideas for this?
Oh, yes. I have picked out the cutest matching set of Bluey costumes.
Bluey.
She wins.
It's the Australian.
Okay. Lately this has been coming up. Is this new?
Bluey?
Yeah.
No.
Bluey was not around for my children.
It's newer. It's not your kids' generation.
Okay. And it's not as stupid as what's the blue one that Blue's Clues? Blue's Clues is awful, and you know it.
I love Steve.
Oh, my God. Did you know Blue's a girl?
Yeah, I did know that. And Magenta's a boy, and then there's Salt, Pepper, Paprika.
Okay. I did not mean to open this can of worms. How do we turn this off? Is there an off button?
No.
Okay. So matching, there's more than one character on Bluey, is what you're saying? Or are you all the same character? Okay. So you'll be a bunch
of... There's Bluey, there's Bingo.
Jesus, Aaron.
And then the parents.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiak, you have a reason, really? I don't know.
I do, too.
I don't know. Okay. Have you purchased these?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because we're still sorting that out. And it's a bit early, but
I'm really excited to get this set. Where would you be wearing these costumes? Are you planning on going to parties?
We have two different places. We have, like, a Halloween party on the block that happens, and then we do the trick-or-treating with the kids.
Okay. And you're all in, and your kids are obviously at 5 and 7 all in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, like, our 7-year-old is just about to be too old for this, and this is kind of our last chance to do one of these.
Okay.
And I just think it would be sweet.
Okay.
And, like, a nice memory for everybody.
And just to make sure, you and your husband, Austin, would also be dressing up as the mom and dad from Bluey.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's cute.
I'm going to need somebody to pull up a picture and show it to me, but let's get Austin in here first. Austin?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you guys. Why don't you want to dress up?
I just think it's really for the kids. I don't really think it's for the adults, too. You know, I think that... I don't think they really want their parents to dress up with them. I think my 7-year-old's kind of getting to that point.
So you think it's already too late? You already missed it?
I think we missed that. I think that ship has sailed.
So you will you still attend trick or treat? Like, are you so disconnected from this holiday that you don't even want to attend, or do you want to attend in your street clothes?
No, I mean, I'll definitely be there. You know, I mean, somebody's got to pick up the candy, but I just think that, you know, I think my wife really wants to do this for the Instagram post, you know, show the other moms that, you know, our family's cuter, which is true. Yeah. But I just think that, you know, if our kids had a choice, I think they'd rather be like a ninja and a princess or a pirate and a, you know, dragon, anything else, you know, I don't know, but.
Well, that is interesting. How did these? Because we have two kids, we've never done the family costume before. Well, how does it work? Because do you kind of have to tell the kids, hey, we're being this, and then do they get to have a say, like in what their that used to be a big thing as a kid is what are you going to be, and you got to pick.
I don't even know. Kelsey's the one who's always the boss, so she just tells us what to do. I mean,
all right. Let me get the phone number in here.
It's much like Bluey, actually.
Is that how the show goes?
It's actually very similar.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Is the group costume, do you have to do it, or should the kids have a say? Kelsey, did he hit a nerve with that Instagram thing? Is that what's happening here?
Honestly, rude to just assume that that's what I'm here for. I'm doing this for the kids. I think it's sweet.
Mm. And the pictures are just extra.
Mm-hmm. There will be pictures. Right? There, I mean,
who's Bluey? Is Bluey one of the kids, or is Bluey one of the adults?
No, one of the
Bluey's
kids.
This kid. And then Bingo's the orange one.
Okay. And okay, so you guys, what are those, wolves or what are they?
They're like cattle dogs.
Okay. All right.
They're Australian cattle dogs because they're Australian.
Does that determine what side you're on? How good the costume?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't hear Austin dressing up as dad, but Austin, okay, so here's how Great Mate Debate works. I know you've probably been told this, but like if people call in and say, suck it up, sometimes mom and dads have to do some things they don't want to do. You know?
Yeah.
Like, are you prepared? Like, you're not going to torpedo. If you lose, you're not going to torpedo the night, right? You're going to have fun. Yeah. You're going to dress like dad, and you're going to be dad.
That's right. I mean, if I lose, I'll wear it with honor.
Okay.
It's a good night going down.
Because you think your kids' opinions should come first.
Yeah. I mean, they're actually ultimately the boss, and then Kelsey's technically like the second boss, and I'm just the assistant.
When it comes to this, like Tiak, your daughter is too young to make a decision.
Yes, definitely.
So you'll choose.
Yeah.
Oh, my
wife will.
You think so, but.
We have a similar setup at our houses.
But I'm just.
We're not
the bosses.
Yeah, we're not in charge.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
but
no.
If you told Leo, listen, we're going to be the Incredibles this year, you have to be Dash, how do you think he would take that?
He's been saying he wants to be a dinosaur for months already. So I would have to undo that, or I'd have to find a way for him to also be a dinosaur for one of the events. And now we're buying costume. Yeah. Like, I don't. It seems there is a lot of pressure, I feel like, as a relatively new parent, on the parents to dress up now, which never used. I mean, imagining pitching that idea to my dad is like, hey, I know you're going to take
dad, your dad,
trick or treating.
No way.
How about you put a costume on and be like, we'll just stay home.
100%. All right, Kelsey, do you have any final arguments before we send this to the jury?
I just think families should be cute and sweet and be able to do this together. Jeez. And I just think you should.
And Austin, your final argument?
Yeah, I got nothing on that one. I mean, I think we're cute and sweet enough, but
The kids should have a say. I mean, a seven-year-old boy knows exactly what he wants to be, and it's probably not Bluey. But hang on. We're going to get you a jury right about now.
Have you ever done the family? Because you're a costume guy.
But I love costumes, but never.
Really?
It was like Captain America, you know, Jack Sparrow for me. And then the kids were like, I think Mia was either Ariel or Mal from, like, we were just a hodgepodge. I don't know why you have to.
All match.
But I will also say, I got the Incredibles thing from like our old producer, Little D. Like his family did it, and it was
national news.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, they made it on like the Today Show.
Wow.
Because it was so cute. Because his wife was just like little and she looked like Elastigirl. And you were like, I mean, Lil D was just little and he did not look like Mr. Incredible at all. But the kids nailed it and stuff. It's like there's something really, but who's the holiday for? That's the question. Is the holiday for the family or is it for the individual kids?
And maybe it's just changed. Like when I was a kid, it was, what are you going to be? And you got to choose. But maybe now the holiday has evolved and it's, well, what's your family being? What are the kids just being kind of told, this is what we're being? And maybe they're still excited.
When I was young, I went out by myself. My parents did not go.
At all, really?
At all, no. We went and trick-or-treated. And
you and your older brother.
You can go six blocks in each direction.
Oh, really?
And that was it.
No, like, the dad's got to be there to give the little wave after the kids started.
None of that happened. There was no people sitting on a driveway with wassail or wine coolers or Trulies or whatever. Now it's a drunken holiday for the adults.
So go
as Drunken Bluey or whatever.
Okay. Drunken Bluey Dad.
Yes. They have names. I just don't remember.
So maybe we're out of touch. That's what we need to know.
Do they have to dress as a... No, they don't have to. But would it be better for this final year while the kids are still kind of young to dress as a family and be super cute?
Mm.
Or is Austin right and it should be up to the kids? And if they don't want to do it, he shouldn't have to do it. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're in the middle of a Great Mate debate between Kelsey and Austin, and it's turned into a debate between Aaron and I.
basically, you guys want to do a show costume? Sorry, okay. We can go back to these two.
The thing is Kelsey wants to do Bluey for the whole family, mom, dad, Bluey, and...
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. And Austin's like, one, I'm not dressing up. Two, it's... The holiday's not for us. It's for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when did it become so much pressure for the parents to dress up too and all that?
Social media.
Well, and you know, my nephew picked out costumes.
For everybody?
For everyone, yeah. He wanted to be and then said, okay, mom can be this, dad can be this.
And you didn't have a choice. And it was cohesive?
Yeah, okay. It was Toy Story.
That makes sense. But it's, I don't, I'm not saying, anyway, I'm not taking sides like Aaron is, but Aaron's wrong. Kelsey, Austin, we've got a little jury lined up and some texts we're going to read to you and tell you who ultimately is the winner. Let's start with Janie.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Woohoo! I'm definitely on Kelsey's side, and I want Austin to listen to me for 1 second.
Oh, boy.
I have three older kids. And one's in college, the other two are in high school. And there's a lot going on with these kids in this world. Halloween and Christmas, or whatever you celebrate, is a time where these kids can have fun, be with their parents, be with their friends. Your boy, who's 7 years old, is still a baby. So don't say he's not going to be in Halloween. He is. He's going to be in Halloween. My son was dressing up as 12-year-old. I mean, it's crazy. So enjoy what you have right now, which is a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. They will be so happy when you dress up. Not even Kelsey. They're going to look at their dad and go, whoa, he's dressing up with us. They will not care what they are if they see their daddy dress up with them.
Aww, that's
the other
true.
Thing I was going to say is that there are thousands of Halloween parties. I know it. I know that your kids are going to be going to several different Halloween parties. Let them dress up what they want to be at one of their Halloween parties. But on Halloween night, you show up and you dress up with your kids. Because I'm telling you right now, in what, 11 years, your kid's going to go off to high or college. And there are going to be no more fun, cutesy things.
Yeah, they're all going to be like the sexy versions of whatever, and you can't dress up with them then.
Yes, you can.
I mean, Austin, I'm telling you right now, you got to listen to me, dude. Like,
Jesus.
Please, let them be kids.
She's got me.
I'm serious, guys. Do you know what they're doing in these high schools right now? I mean, they're all...
Don't tell me.
I mean, it is so sad what your kids, what my kids have had to go through. I mean, there's been high school threats in the Denver community,
yeah,
even just 2 weeks ago. And my kids, my girls were like, what's going to happen, Mom? I just, you know, and I mean, and this is about a Halloween costume. So what if your wife wants to do a picture? We all know Instagram, all that stuff is fake. But you know what? Show off your family. This is it.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So,
I'm going to tell you, Janie, I mean, Austin had a little bravado at the beginning of this thing, and it's like, I feel like his mama just talked
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank
yeah.
you for the call. How do you feel, Austin?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like my wife is winning.
Honestly, I'm over here like, tell it, girl.
I mean, are the texts kind of in that?
The texts are kind of split. I mean, like, and one said that they were on the dad's side because the kids need a say, and they say, I'm over the social media age of moms competing on the gram against each other.
Okay.
For the cutest family.
Let's get another call in here. Brittany?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm kind of in the middle.
Okay.
So I think it's great to dress up for Halloween. Halloween's my favorite holiday. But with the fact of Bluey, both of the kid dogs are girls. I don't know if the boy is going to feel confident wearing a girl costume.
Nobody can tell.
But I mean, my ex and I took my stepdaughter trick-or-treating until she was 13. We would always dress up as something, not necessarily a family costume, but she loved that the parents were involved and wanted to do something fun.
Okay.
I think that the Bluey costume could work as long as your son is okay with dressing as a girl dog.
I don't think you can tell. I mean, a dog's a dog.
I think kids just like...
But if he's watching the show and he's
he knows it's a girl. Okay.
Yeah, that might be a little bit of the issue.
Okay. Thank you, Brittany. So it's like, overall, where are the techs at?
Overall, techs are on her side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after your talking down to by Janie, would you like us to tell you the verdict, or do you want to just...
pick up your Bluey costume.
Surrender, and yeah, I had to spirit.
I think I changed my mind. You know, it's like, you know, the man of the house. I think it's just my duty to put on that costume.
With a smile.
At least you're pumped about it.
Congratulations. Oh, my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.